What voters think about each candidate's health plan may depend somewhat on their age. Older people relying on the state's drug prescription program want to know if senior care will continue. Barack Obama says yes. John McCain says he'd review the program, which needs federal approval. For younger voters, health care may be lower on the list of concerns. 27-year-old Jeremy Bear of Beaver Dam has not decided who he'll vote for in the presidential race. He wants more specifics from both candidates.
Right now, it's not a big issue for me because I'm employed. That can change at any time, obviously, in this economy. What's going to happen? If I don't have a job, how am I going to pay for health care?
Under McCain's plan, Bear would not necessarily get insurance through work. Instead, he could compare various plans and buy his own coverage with a $2,500 individual tax credit. If there's money left over, it could be put into a health savings account. Another undecided voter, Kate Wickham of Johnson Creek, is not too keen on that aspect of McCain's plan.
I have a daughter who has a health savings account and has a $5,000 deductible every year, and I would like to see that go away. You know, that's a lot of money to have to come up with.
Wickham has Medicare and supplemental insurance, but she's worried about others. She expressed this during a debate watching event in Madison.
When I heard Barack say health care is a right, I was much more inclined to agree with that than John McCain thinking that it was a responsibility, although there's something to be said for responsibility and responsible behavior.
Larry Crane of Middleton would like single-payer national health insurance. He supports Obama, even though that's not part of the Democrats' health plan.
My wife's from Japan, and her mother has national health insurance. There's no long waits to get service. Canada, their system seems to be working. I don't understand why we can't have it here in the United States.
Obama would require health insurance for all children, something Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle is already attempting. Barbara Wolf, a professor of economics and public affairs at UW-Madison, says this similarity in goals would make it easier for Wisconsin to increase coverage.
We fit much better with the Obama plan. Our Badger Care and Badger Care Plus is moving in a way, I think, that complements the Obama plan. So I think that we would fit in very well and it would not be a lot of adjustment.
Both candidates have criticized the other's reform ideas. Obama has called McCain's plan radical, while McCain has characterized Obama's proposal as excessive government intrusion. Wolf says for those trying to sort it all out, there's already an existing version similar to what Obama's proposing. She says it's operating in Massachusetts. There's no ready comparison for McCain's reform, which would allow insurance to be sold across state lines. This would give consumers more options. However, regulations protecting consumers might change. Currently, the states do most of the oversight. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.